Hey guys, welcome back to the Patreon motherfucking podcast. For those of you who are listening, just know that I fuck with you. I love you. I'm grateful for you. And, you know, I know that most people don't really listen to my podcast, but I think it's fun, you know? And just doing like a quick little podcast every week is like really fun for me. So if you actually enjoy these, please like give it a heart. So like that I am aware that, you know, some people like it. That's kind of like how I gauge who enjoys my content is like if you like it, you know. So yeah, I know I like had a kind of a weird week. And I talked about it a little bit and it's been really fucking hard for me. But I will say today's probably the best I've felt so far, you know, since last week. So that's good. I really want to like be able to go into more detail, you know, 'cause I'm a very open person, but this situation doesn't just involve me. And so, you know, there's things I just need to like sort out before I can really open up about it, because I wish I could tell you guys everything, because it's been a lot, and honestly like it helps me to kind of talk about it, but I've mostly just been saving that for like my friends and, you know, my family and my mom and my sister and shit like that. And yeah, like shit's been hard, and there's a couple things later this week that could, you know, possibly cause more change and anxiety, and I'm scared, but you know, I'm kind of trying to get into this mindset of like, you know, it sounds cheesy, but like becoming comfortable with uncomfortable situations. And you know, I was journaling last night and I was kind of just talking about like how I used to be scared of so much shit, you know. And as I get older, I realize like the more like adult things I do, like, I feel fulfilled doing that, which might sound weird, but, like, I genuinely feel fulfilled. Like, the other day, I had to, like, start a new phone plan, and even just, like, calling and setting up a new phone plan literally made me feel, like, fulfilled. And, like, you know, the idea of doing those type of, like, little adult things like that sounds stupid and, like, insignificant to some people, but for me, they can be really hard because I'm really anxious, and, you know, like, talking on the phone with someone, like, a stranger, it sounds, like, scary for someone like me, you know? And I think it's because when I was younger, I was so scared of those things, and I'm just starting to realize, like, I actually enjoy this shit in the end because it makes me feel accomplished. It makes me feel like I did something. You know what I mean? I think it's kind of like the gym too. You know, like I used to be so scared to go to the gym and like work out. And I kind of had to build that confidence for a long time. Like I always thought, you know, people are judging me. Like, especially when I first started going, like I was so insecure. I hated my body, whatever. And now it's just like so easy, you know? So I think I'm starting to realize like the more you do something uncomfortable, the more you'll get used to it and become comfortable with it. I even saw this YouTube video and it was like the title. I didn't even watch the full video, but the title was like, run away from comfort like your life depends on it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I've never heard someone take it to that extreme, you know? But I'm like, it makes sense, you know? And like a lot of people get stuck in life and don't progress because they get so comfortable and they just like cling to that comfort. And I think I've done that for a long time. And I'm finally getting to a point where I'm like, shit, I want to like break out of my comfort zone and grow. I feel like I've been kind of stagnant in my life lately. And so, you know, that's even kind of part of like the OnlyFans thing. Like, I know I kind of like talked about it a little bit. And, you know, again, I'm not exactly sure when that could possibly happen, but it is definitely something that's like in the back of my head. And, you know, possibly something I would like to try. It is out of my comfort zone. I don't know exactly like what will come of it, what it could lead to. Like all those things make me anxious, you know? And I don't know, like it is exciting, but at the same time, I'm also like, will it be worth it in the long run? Will I regret it? Like there's a lot of different things that I could think about that, you know, kind of give me anxiety. But at the same time, it's like the things that give you anxiety or the things that scare you the most are usually the things you should do. You know what I mean? And as I've been going through like a hard time, my friend sent me this podcast I've been listening to. I think it's called Mindset Mentor. And it's like this guy who just does like short little podcasts that are like 15 minutes. And he just talks about like mental health and shit. And I hope I'm not boring you guys too bad with this stuff. But he said something like the most scary caves hold the the greatest treasure or something like that. So, you know, again, not giving too much away about my situation, but there's things I'm like really scared to fucking do. And that's not necessarily just like the OnlyFans thing, but like other personal shit that I'm going through that I'm like really scared to do. And you know, like doing things, I guess, on my own and not relying on, you know, my relationship and all this stuff. And I'm really trying to make it a goal to just become more independent this year, I guess. And I'm like scared as fuck. I've gotten so comfortable of like always having someone to help me with things, and I want to, I guess, get to a point where I can do anything by myself. And like just the thought of it feels overwhelming and scary. And like I think I've always had people help me with stuff. Like I've always had help. And I don't know. It sounds so stupid, but like just little adult things genuinely like grow that confidence of like I can do hard shit. Does that make sense? Like I don't even know if that makes sense, but that's kind of how I've been feeling lately. Oh yeah, anyways, different topic. I did want to talk a little bit about I talked about this in my little video I posted last night in the caption. I saw this fucking movie, bro. It was called Anyone But You. And like I didn't really know what this movie was. I never saw a trailer or anything, but it has one of the guys from the movie Top Gun Maverick, which I saw that movie. I really liked it. There was multiple hot guys, and I thought this guy was cute in that movie, right? Bitch, he's even cuter in this movie. I don't know. I just was simping so fucking hard, like, ooh, like it just made me so fucking horny. I don't know if it was because I was horny going into the movie. But like just watching it, I was like literally horny the rest of the night. I jerked off like three times. I followed that guy on Instagram. And I don't know, they just made him look so handsome in the movie, and I was like, damn, like he looks so good. And he's in like great shape. He has like great hair, and like I don't know. I was just like in such a weird mood last night, and I was like, fuck. But yeah, I was simping hard. And usually I don't really simp for guys in movies. Like people are always like simping over like the Avengers and you know, Captain America. I've never really felt that way about like Marvel characters. I don't know what it was last night, but I was just. Sorry, I'm drinking my coffee. People always ask, like, you know, who's your celebrity crush? I really don't have one. I guess right now it's that guy, though. His name's like. I forgot his name already, but I don't know. I just think he's really hot, especially after seeing that movie. Usually, you know, I didn't think he was like that cute for some reason, bro. In that movie, I was like, like fuck me, this pussy is yours. But yeah, I have a lot of like Instagram crushes and like I guess like Twitter crushes. Like there's a lot of guys on Twitter that I just think are really fucking hot. Like Twitter has the best porn. I don't care what anyone says. Like my friend doesn't understand it. I have like a straight friend who I guess he just watches Pornhub, but and I don't think he uses like social media hardly at all. But I always tell him like Twitter has the best porn, bro. I like the shit that's a little more like homemade, you know. I don't like when the lighting is all perfect and like cinematic, you know. I like when it just looks like two people just set up a fucking phone on like, I don't know, a desk and then just like have sex. Like that is hot to me. I don't know. I like that shit. As long as it's not like super dark. Like I've seen some videos that are just like so dark and like grainy and you can't even like see what the fuck is going on. I was like, please get better lighting. But like if it's like, I don't know. Like iPhones are fine, you know. You don't need like high quality shit. Just have okay lighting and you're good, bro. I will also say like music, nothing is worse than music in a porn video. Can you guys stop that shit? You know what I mean? I guess I kind of get it for people that do like trailers for like their OnlyFans and they put up like a montage of them like sucking dick and like there's like this fucking weird like EDM music over it. I'm like, just give me the sounds. The sounds help. As an ASMR artist, I need the fucking audio, bitch. I want to hear every sound, every moan. It is annoying though when it's like, I don't understand why people feel like they have to oversell the pleasure in like sex. I don't know. Like, I get it, and it's, I guess, some people would say it's, you know, acting, porn actor, like they're acting. satisfied and like pleased. Like it gets so annoying sometimes when they're just constantly moaning, like every 2 seconds. I'm like, it's okay for there to be some moments of silence and you just hear the sloshing. Like, I don't know how else to call it. You know what I mean? I hate it. And it seems like a lot, like I do watch some straight porn, right? And I know, is that a sin in the gay community? I don't know. Like, I can watch straight porn as long as the guy's hot. But it totally ruins it when the girl is either focused on too much and I'm like half forced to like look at pussy. You know, when you're like about to bust a nut and then it zooms in on a fucking vagina and I'm like, you know what I mean? Or like if the girl's just fucking like screaming, not screaming, but like just moaning, like overselling it. I'm like, bro. There's even like this dude I follow, or sorry, I don't follow him. It's, I don't know. This girl on like Pornhub, right? She has this fucking guy that she has sex with all the time in like all their videos. And the guy is just so fucking hot, okay? Like, he is so hot. Like, S tier, in my opinion. And it's so annoying because he's super hot, but he like doesn't make any noise or anything. He's just completely mute. I'm like, how the fuck are people just mute, show no facial expression, make any noises when they come? Like, I don't understand that shit. How do you even do that? It's hard for me to do that, even by myself. I'm like, don't you want to just let that shit out? I don't understand. Maybe like people are nervous to be on camera and they just like fucking like Jasper from fucking Twilight, like straight face, like when they bust a nut and they just have like their eyes wide open. Like, I don't know, bro. But like, it pisses me off. I'm like, this guy's so fucking hot. I bust nuts to him. You know what would make him hotter is if he expressed or showed how he feels. I hate when guys have sex and they're just quiet or like don't show any emotion. I hate it, bro. I'm like, stop, stop. I can't imagine like having sex with someone and they're just like show no emotion. Like they don't even look like they're having a good time. You know what I mean? So, anyways, I'm kind of just rambling on about this shit. But you know, I have thought about like if I started OnlyFans, right? I know there's people, there's someone in my comments who's always like, just bottom already. Like we just want to see you get fucked. And like I don't know. Obviously, I think I would just start out doing solo content. I don't know if that would lead to more. I don't really like plan that shit, right? Possibly it could lead to more. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? But I certainly would like to do just like solo content, right? In the beginning. But it is annoying because I know like people are gonna want more and more. And so that's what like scares me a little bit is like, will I ever do enough? You know, even with like my YouTube stuff, my Patreon stuff, people are constantly pushing me to do more and more, show more, be more out there, you know, and it makes me feel a little bit of pressure, which I guess is good. Like, it's good to be like adventurous, you know, and like creative and like whatever. But it is just a little annoying when I feel like I get out of my comfort zone already and people are like pushing me, you know, like, oh, do this or like I won't subscribe or like whatever. That is annoying. And I'm like, okay, then you can just leave. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna post whatever the fuck I want. If you like it or don't like it, that's all on you. You know, there's like this guy I follow on OnlyFans. I'm not gonna say his name because like people are weird about that. Like, I made a post a while back saying, oh, I subscribe to like this OnlyFans and I'm busting nuts all day, whatever. And everybody was like, what's the OnlyFans? And I never said it. And I feel like that's weird to say it almost. Like, because then you guys are going to see what I've been jerking off to, you know? But he does all types of different content, you know? Like, some people are into like feet stuff, so like he'll do that. Or like he will do different types of content, you know, just like basic sexual shit. Or he'll, you know, try like different things. Like, one thing I saw him do, like, he stuck like shit down his dick hole, which I'm like, that looks very painful. But some people are into that, you know? So I would like to be kind of like a variety. Content creator, I don't know. Sexual variety, I really don't know. And yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, in the future, I mean, it does make me a little anxious, and like, I don't know what it could lead to, but the thought of it is exciting yet scary, right? So, anyways, just want to say that, and like, I just do. I need to like set boundaries and just not feel any type of pressure from anyone. I appreciate you guys who are always like, don't do anything that you are not comfortable with. Like, only start OnlyFans if you're comfortable with it. Like, I really appreciate you guys for saying that. And that almost makes me more comfortable to make OnlyFans. When people like put pressure on me to do something, that's when I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? People like demand things from me. That's when I'm like, no, fuck you. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't want to do it if you guys are gonna demand it from me. But yeah, anyways, I guess that's all I kind of wanted to talk about. And I apologize for not really posting much content last week, as it was just like a very fucking hard week. But this week, I want to do better. There are more stressful things coming up later this week, which I'm not going to go into detail. But yeah, I want to stay consistent, and maybe like working and stuff can kind of take my mind off of the stress that I'm going through right now. And yeah, just know that I appreciate you guys. And if you guys made it this far, if you listen to the whole podcast, leave a, what emoji should I do? Do a pink heart. Don't do a red one. Don't do a blue one. Do the pink one. Okay. Or just any pink emoji, but I would prefer a heart. Thank you. And yeah, I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna try to film a ASMR video. And yeah, then after that, I kind of just want to game the rest of the day. I started playing Ghost of Tsushima, which I think it's like a little bit of an older game, but it's been pretty cool so far. I also played this game called Kena recently, which was super cute. I loved it, but it was like sad. You basically play it, and it's like really good graphics. Like, it literally looks like an animated, like Disney movie almost. But it was really cool, and like it's like sad. You basically play as this girl who's like a spirit guide, and you basically have to like free spirits of like dead people, and you kind of like learn their story, and they turn into like these monsters. Then they can't be like sent to like the spirit world, so you have to like defeat them to like free their spirit or whatever. It was like really cool. I actually really liked it. It was like a movie. Really cool game. I'm trying to get more into like story games and shit like that. Just because I play so much competitive games like Dead by Daylight and Apex and Overwatch and shit, I try to like get invested into like story games, because that's a little less stressful and like anxiety inducing. It can be more just like chill vibes, So, anyways, this is kind of a long podcast, but I just wanted to talk about that. And yeah, there's not much else I really have to say, but thank you for listening. I appreciate you. And, take care of yourself. That's so important. Like, take care of your mental health, your physical health, and just be a good person. Remember that it costs you nothing to be a decent person, right? And maybe I should start doing like a quote at the end of every video. I don't know. Maybe or a song, maybe like a song of the day. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll come up with like more ideas for this podcast. But anyways, hopefully you guys like this kind of longer podcast. I just wanted to like talk about all this shit, get some feelings out there, have a laugh or two, and yeah, that's about it. I'm just rambling. But have a good rest of your day, guys. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you later.